rocking at the Reno Club with Basie kept tight. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine, Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Nick Shan. Parker plays a piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassie. Now, this week, we celebrate the birthday of trumpet player Cootie Williams with our special guest, Stanton Kessler. Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good to see everybody. It's hot.
It's summertime.
Too darn hot. Pearl, with summer vacations in full swing, you know, here's some advice for travelers out there. According to a new study, the most contaminated surfaces in a hotel room are the TV remote and the bedside lamp switch. Yeah. The second most contaminated surface in a hotel room, anyone you pick up at the bar.
You're in trouble, Pete. Speaking of pickups, two Missouri women were arrested for baring their breasts to golfers in an Illinois golf course.
What's wrong with that?
They also arrested one of the golfers for impersonating Tiger Woods.
You know, speaking of topless, actress Jenny McCarthy accidentally sent a nude photo of herself to her dentist instead of her boyfriend.
Oh, stop. Stop right there, Pete, before you put the words fill and cavity together.
That's a good one, yeah. You know, did you hear about Subway? They recently announced a new sandwich made with a meatless patty.
Meatless patty.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of your vegan girlfriend?
Oh, come on.
Hey, I'll stop. Here's David Bassie with a Duke Ellington tune that was recorded by our feature artist, Cootie Williams. Do nothing till you hear from me.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam off anyone's dream. It's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I won't have a chance. It's true, I've been seen with someone new. Does that mean I've been untrue? Though we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Kiss may cloud my memory. Another's arms may hold a thrill. Do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will. Someone new, does that mean I've been untrue, don't live apart. The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some cares may cloud my memory, another's arms may hold a thrill. Please do nothing, don't do a doggone thing. Don't do nothing, don't, just lay there, baby. Don't do anything at all. Got plenty of time. I'll be back next Tuesday. Well, maybe Wednesday. I can't remember when I'm coming back again. Don't do nothing now. Just take your own sweet time, woman. Yeah, 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 yeah. From me.
Okay, clear your calendar for Mr. Bassey.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of jazz trumpet player Cootie Williams. Born in Mobile, Alabama, Melvin Williams began his professional career at age 14 when he joined the Young Family Band, which included the great tenor saxophonist Lester Young. Moving to the Big Apple, Cootie made his first records with pianist James P. Johnson and worked briefly in bands led by Chick Webb and Fletcher Henderson. But he rose to prominence as a member of Duke Ellington's orchestra, a gig he hung on to from 1929 to 1940.
Cootie Williams was renowned for his growling jungle style, a tradition he picked up from trumpeter Bubba Miley and trombonist Joe Tricky Sam Nanton. His use of a plunger mute is believed to have inspired Wynton Marsalis. After a short stint with Benny Goodman, Cootie formed his own band, featuring the up-and-coming jazz stars Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Bud Powell, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson, and Kansas City's own Charlie Parker.
Cootie Williams focused his attention on rhythm and blues in the late 40s and 50s. He rejoined the Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1962 and stayed on that bandstand until 1974. After over 50 years in the music business, Cootie Williams was featured during halftime at Super Bowl IX in 1975.
We're going to spend the next hour playing the music of Cootie Williams. To get that done, we're going to need a great trumpeter, and that would be our special guest and dear, dear friend of 12th Street Jump, Stan Kessler.
Welcome back to the show, Stan.
Hey, it's good to be back, man.
What do you think about Cootie Williams?
Well, you know, Cootie really raised the level of awareness as far as the trumpeter being a featured soloist in big bands, and plus, he had that sound with the growl and the plunger that made it very distinctive, and a lot of people copied him, you know. So,
was he one of the early muters?
Yeah, he was. He was an early muter. Yes.
I think I might have just made up a word just now.
Yeah, I think you did. I think he was mute at an early age. Yeah. No, it did bring the mute more into prominence, especially from a soloist point of view, because a lot of times people use mutes in the sections, but.
You know, the guy went into R&B after a while and then came back to jazz. Mm-hmm. Is that good for a musician? Does that make a guy more, I mean, does it prove his versatility?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, what does he come back to jazz with then?
Well, I think he just probably came back to jazz because that's really what brought him into prominence. And, you know, he tried the R&B thing. It was fairly successful, but I think it was mostly successful with the jazz stuff, so he came back to that.
Absolutely. Now, I got to ask, what's the strangest thing you've ever muted with?
Actually, it was a Frisbee.
A Frisbee?
Yeah.
So Whammo makes good muters.
Yeah, they do. They make a cup. They make a cup Frisbee that's pretty nice.
That's too cool. Well, all right, let's get you unmuted and get you wide open. Hey, Joe, what Cootie Williams song are we going to go with?
It's a tune written by Mitchell Parrish and Cliff Buckwell, a great jazz standard called Sweet Lorraine.
about that, Stan Kessler? Huh?
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bent? Who hocked his saxophone so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is you.
Oh, that's right, Pearl. And this week I checked in with our affiliate WDNA in Miami, Florida. Yeah, for heads up on the blues and jazz scene along Collins Avenue. And they put me in touch with a local sax and flute man named Arthur Brown, who's on the line right now. Welcome to 12th Street Jump, Arthur. Can you hear us?
Yes, loud and clear.
All right, we're going to hit you hard with some good, serious questions like, you ever name an instrument?
Like most musicians, we name them after women. So the saxophone's Matilda, and the flute is Gertrude.
Oh, so pretty. Now, what's the favorite gig you've ever played in Miami?
Oh, I'd have to say the dates that I played with Hilton Ruiz and Jerry Gonzalez, Latin jazz greats, in a club that I used to own down in South Beach called Rose's Lounge. And most of it's X-rated, so I really can't get into it.
All right, what happens in Miami stays in Miami. So now that Rose's isn't the place to be, where should a person go for great jazz?
Well, for jazz, I would recommend the WDNA Jazz Gallery, which is located on Coral Way in Miami. That's close to Coral Gables. It is a wonderful venue, really great jazz atmosphere.
Okay, now it's time for the most important question, Art. What gives you the blues?
We have some of the worst drivers in the universe. People here could drive you absolutely crazy.
All right. Well, Pearl, how about you get us started with a little improvised Arthur Barron's Miami Blues?
I will do. Arthur names his instruments after women, he'll confess. Matilda, she's so sexy, and Gertie flutes with him, I guess. Of course, he's gonna have a problem when they both have PMS.
Arthur once owned Roses. His name was on the checks. Jerry Gonzalez and Hilton Ruiz both had fun there, I suspects. But Arthur can't reveal the details, 'cause those gigs were rated X.
Well, there's jazz clubs in Miami, hit them all if y'all are able. WDNA Jazz Gallery, the best you'll find is in Coral Gables. But watch out for those regulars, Pete. They'll drink you underneath the table.
It only happened once.
The drivers in Miami give Arthur B the highway blues. When it comes to public safety, those crazies simply have no clues. Especially the old ones who like to travel while they snooze.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bent? Who hocked his tenor sax so he could pay the rent?
All right, give it up for Arthur and his blues. Thank you, Arthur.
Hey, Pete, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. 12th Street Jump.
Don't go anywhere. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Cootie Williams, this week we celebrate the birthday of vocalist Helen Humes. Born in Louisville, Kentucky, Helen got her gift of song from her parents, who often performed duets together. As a child, she played piano and organ in church and sang with the local Sunday school band, which boasted future jazz stars like trombonist Dickie Wells and trumpet player Jonah Jones.
Helen cut her first record on the OK label when she was just 14. Preferring to stay closer to home than the bright lights of New York City, Helen found work with Stuff Smith and Al Sears. While performing with the Sears Band at the Cotton Club in Cincinnati, Helen was spotted by Count Basie, who invited her to replace Billie Holiday in his band. She went on to record with the Count and Harry James, switching to rhythm and blues later in her long career.
Now here's our own Nedra Dixon with two tunes from the Helen Humes songbook, Love Me or Leave Me and Shame and Sandal.
It's my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless it's someone who's you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Have it today, give back tomorrow. My love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. But I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing. Night time is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I tend to be independent blue, so blue. But I don't want to borrow. Have it today, give back tomorrow. My love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. but I don't want to borrow. Have it today, give back tomorrow. My love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. My love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. My love, your love, no love for nobody else. With much confusion, as you will see, there was a mama, a papa, and a son who was grown. He wanted to marry her, the wife of his own. He found a young maiden who suited him nice. He went to ask his papa's advice. His papa said, "Son, I got to say no. This girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family." The weeks went by, the son looked around. Soon the best cook on the island he found. He went to his papa to name the day. His papa looked at him and to him he did say, "You can't marry that girl, I got to say no. The girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family." The winds went by, the son wished he was dead. He found 17 girls, still wasn't wed. He go to his papa, papa always said, "No, all these girls, all your sisters, but your mama don't know." Papa gets around, he gets around all over this great big town. Woe is me, too much shame and scandal in the family. He went to his mama and bowed his head. He told his mama what his papa had said. His mama said, "Son, go man, go. Your papa ain't your papa, but your papa don't know. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family."
Thank you, Ms. Nedra. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Egyptian voters had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
The euro keeps on falling, making Spain and Greece say ouch. The euro sure in trouble, for that Spain and Greece can vouch. While Germany says, "Keep looking for the loose change in your couch."
Michigan lawmakers wish the gals would treat them finer.
Finer.
Uh-huh. You know, things got testy up in Lansing. The stress gave senators angina.
Angina.
Oh, wow.
You know, I hope those politicians learn to keep their hands out of a woman's pocketbook.
Out of a pocketbook.
Hey, immigrant children, Obama says you ain't gone. Romney's still undecided till he sees you mow his lawn.
I just saw Rock of Ages. Now I know I hate Tom Cruise. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's Stan Kessler and the band with a great jazz ballad recorded by Cootie Williams, "My Old Flame."
Thank you.
In a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. David Bassey, welcome back.
Hey man, how you doing?
What's going on in the world of jazz?
You know, in the world of jazz, from 1968, October 23rd to be exact, Bill Evans, live at the Top of the Gate in Village Vanguard. You know, the cover charge was $3
to see him.
Whoa, man. This is really lovingly recorded by George Clyde, and it's out everywhere right now. You should check it out. Bill Evans live at the Top of the Gate.
Now, besides Cootie Williams and Helen Humes, we celebrate the birthdays this week. Alto saxophonist Donald Harrison and baritone man Shahib Shahab. Also born this week are two drummers still doing it today, Marvin Smitty Smith and Joe Chambers, whose Moving Pictures Orchestra celebrates a new release this month. One of the famous trumpet-playing Condolis, Pete Condoli, celebrates birthday this week. And happy birthday to bassist Reggie Workman and pianist and arranger Elma Hope. It's birthday week of sax man Julian Priester. And speaking of bass players, let's celebrate the judge, Milt Hinton, the dean of the double bass, having a birthday. It all happened this week in jazz.
Oh, yeah. You know, the cool thing about the Village Gate, you can avoid the $3 cover charge by sitting at the bar. Cool, huh?
This place is made for me.
You live like jazz, and you got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild. Jazz, jazz.
We'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Hey, Pearl, do you know how to play the sax?
Oh, I can play the sax, but that doesn't mean it's going to sound good.
You know, that's too bad. Otherwise, you could sign up for 12th Street Jump's first annual Charlie Parker Cutting Contest.
That's right. Sax players everywhere can post videos on our website or Facebook page of themselves riffing on great jazz standards.
Yes, and the best video performance wins one sax player a live spot on our August 23rd Charlie Parker birthday show.
Cool.
Just like the cutting contest back in the heyday of Kansas City jazz.
The winner and a guest will spend four nights at the historic Phillips Hotel on 12th Street, a few blocks from where Count Basie Tickled the Ivories and Big Joe Turner Shouted the Blues. We'll take you out for some great jazz and barbecue and see the sights, including tickets to Kansas City's new water park, Schlitterbahn.
Whoa, you can't say that on the radio.
No, Schlitterbahn. Is it German or something?
No, no matter how you say it, it means good times in KC.
It does.
So now's the time to click the link at 12thstreetjump.com or the 12th Street Jump Facebook page and sign up for the first annual Charlie Parker Cutting Contest.
Get those saxophones ready, folks. Juan Tizol wrote it. Cootie Williams recorded it. And now here's Stan Kessler and the band to play Perdido.
Thank you.
know, Pearl, the All-Star Game will be played in Kansas City in a few weeks.
Yes.
And you know what that means? Thousands of baseball fans, reporters, and media will arrive in our city from places like New York and L.A.
That's right. We should explain to our listeners some of the things they need to know to get by when they're visiting our swinging city.
Absolutely. Like ordering dinner in a restaurant. In L.A., you know, it probably sounds something like this.
Are there any specials tonight?
Chef Daniel has prepared sea bass fins with a Tibetan yak horn glazé over Lake Titicaca mushrooms, finished in a mini burst of raspberry foam and a bed of gluten-free quinoa and crème fraîche.
Are they Tasmanian alpine raspberries or locally organically grown?
If you have to ask, you must leave at once. Bye-bye.
Wow. That's not how we take your order in Kansas City.
Hi, may I help you?
Are there any specials tonight?
You've got to try the burn-ins. No, they're not steak, just brisket that's really charred. You eat them with fries that we dip in our high-fat lard.
Tasty.
You've got to try the burn-ins, baby. Yeah.
You know, I'm hungry already.
Oh, boy.
Well, what about those annoying ringtones that you hear in L.A. and New York? You know, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, The Donald.
It's easy to tell us locals from the out-of-towners. All you have to do is listen to our ringtones. Well, sorry, I butt-dialed my husband.
It's all right. Oh, nope, that's me. Another Obama fundraising call.
That's just some of what makes Kansas City such a jazzy place. Uh-huh. So if you're coming to the All-Star Game in July, do like the natives do and take your swing to the park.
Beep, ba-do-ba-do, ball game, boop, ba-do-ba-do, crowd.
Sit-it-it-it-it, Cracker Jack. Sit-it-it-it, never come back.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-da-up, home team.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-do, it's a shame.
Got it.
Let's bring back Stan Kessler to perform one of Cootie Williams' most often recorded tunes, Juan Tizol's Caravan. Thank you.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Hootie Williams, give it up for our special guest, Stan Kessler. Yes.
And keep it going for the band, Mike Warren on the drums. Broke some skin on those skins. Tyrone Clark holding it down on the bass. Musical director Joe Cartwright, who is up to his elbows at the piano. And give it up for those vocalists, the fabulous Nedra Dixon, the lovely David Bassey.
We had help from audio engineers Chad Mice, upload manager Brett Schlegel, and our producer Ian York. Get better, Ian. This week our show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd also like to take a moment and thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump.
Join us next week when we return with a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthdays of Dave Grusin and Lena Horne. Until then, I'm Pearl McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always jumping!